definitely human.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Viscounts.
Actually we're not.
Yes, we are, Dave. No. It says right here on the script, Viscounts. No. Viscounts? Am I pronouncing it incorrectly?
I believe it's Viscounts, but it's not material to this week because we're not reviewing them.
Okay, what, did something happen, or...?
There has been a pre-production malfunction.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to point fingers at anyone. You know, I think I'm not going to play the blame game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get us anywhere.
Usually when say that, it's actually your fault.
No.
Because usually you're very quick to play the blame game. Or blame game Dave, they call you. Everyone calls you that.
That's an ironic name because I never play the blame game.
Like Little John.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same thing. So there was a problem and the biscuits could not be acquired in the necessary time span.
So they didn't have any at Sainsbury's?
No, I couldn't comment at this stage. Okay. As there are still procedures.
Really wish you had told me this before I dressed up as Admiral Samuel Hood, first Viscount, Royal Navy officer.
Well, it's a good costume. Did you spend a lot on it?
It's probably the most money I've spent on a costume because it's like a nice Navy uniform, like one of those old school.
Yeah. Ones. Do you think you'll get much wear out of it after this show?
I mean, maybe some places in London I'd probably
The stockings. In. Maybe if you just replace the trousers and the stockings with just regular jeans. But then you can keep the frock coat and the ruffled neck is like quite nice, I think. It brings out your jawline.
I mean, it's a good look. I like the look. I kind of mostly got it just because I liked the look. I don't really know much about then. Samuel Hood. He led the British fleet to victory at Battle of the Mona Passage in April 1782.
Classic.
But he died at the age of 91, which is pretty good for 1816.
Yeah. Well, it's good for him. Hats off to Samuel Hood, or should I say hoods off?
Okay.
Well, maybe...
Hopefully one of many jokes in this week's episode.
Well, maybe you can find a way to work that costume into the biscuit we're actually going to review this week.
Okay, which is
going to be even better, you know? I'm glad that it hasn't worked out, because it's going to be way better. This week, we are reviewing Nabisco's Barnum's Animal Crackers.
Animal crackers.
Yes, these are from America. These are like iconic animal crackers.
The iconic animal crackers. I've never heard of these.
Well, that's because you're not from America.
Oh, right.
Okay. And you're not as immersed in American culture as I am after my 10 days in Florida. I basically have a complete reading on Americans and American culture. I will soon be publishing a 10,000-word long read on why America voted for Donald Trump based on my...
I was wondering why you were wearing that hat.
Based on my 4 days at Disney World. Because I understand like the soul of America.
You get it now. I do. You're an American file.
I'm a tourist who went there to a tourist area for 10 days and now I understand those people.
What could be more American than that?
Exactly, yeah. I just kind of like spoiled the end of my piece. That was going to be the conclusion.
We're too in tune. That's the problem. That's we spend too much time together. We finish each other's
drinks.
Okay.
So yes, these are Barnum's Animal Crackers. So America's going to know what these are. So this is actually an episode where I have to explain for British audience and other people who are not in Britain or America, who are the rest of the world. So they come in a red cardboard box. Nice little shake on that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the box, they have pictures of animals in a what I guess is meant to be a circus. So we have a tiger and a tiger cub, a hippopotamus and a hippopotamus.
How hip is this hippopotamus?
Pretty darn hip. It's wearing a gold chain.
What's she cussing? This is a family show.
A giraffe. Mm. Okay, so I'm not going to say that. I'll just like, take us right. They all have babies with them. A giraffe. Zebra, lion, polar bear, gorilla, and elephant.
And those are all the animals.
Yeah. Well, those are the animals on the box.
And they're sort of celebrating the circus. And it's
they're basically celebrating man's dominion over nature.
Yeah. Well known for its kind of animal cruelty.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of like pro-circus. So it's kind of an anti-PC kind of biscuit, I think.
That's
you know?
So American.
Oh, very.
They
yeah,
hate
yeah.
that stuff.
Exactly. This is it's not a biscuit for snowflakes, David. if you like your animals wandering free on the plains of Africa, stay away from the Barnum's Animal Crackers because they want to see them behind cages for our amusement. Okay, before we get into some bit of background, I mean this is a pretty big cracker. There's loads of information. So first of all, while there's only 8 animals on the box, apparently there's dozens of them, but only one cracker has the animal wearing clothes. The monkey wears trousers.
Is that because the monkey's too close to man and they...
It's like they've taken the shame associated with original sin Adam and Eve recognize their nakedness.
Yeah.
And combine that with accepting evolution, that monkeys are close to men.
And
they've synthesized it into like a weird shame evolution mashup, which is like kind of progressive. Maybe that is the way America can reconcile itself with its kind of, you know, religious
by putting issues. Trousers on a monkey.
Yeah, they're going to say, okay, we accept evolution, but we also say that the animals should feel ashamed.
If monkeys are capable of sign language, then presumably they know thyself and therefore have original sin. They know shame.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They've eaten of the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, yeah. And now they have to wear trousers as a result.
I think that's what happens in the Bible.
Yeah, that was Adam's punishment. They ate the apple and then he had to wear ill-fitting khakis for the rest of his life. In big, clumpy New Balance shoes. But while these aren't an American biscuit staple, they actually originate in Britain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So animal-shaped biscuits were imported to the US in the late 19th century, and people went wild for them because why wouldn't you?
Didn't America originate in Britain as well?
They did. Yeah, it did as well. So,
little-known fact.
Yeah, Britain gave birth to America. They did not exist, like, even in a landmass form. This is what we're taught in school, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like America probably has, like, weird customs and etiquettes that they learn from a very young age. I think they have to eat the flag every day. Is that an American custom?
I believe you salute it, kiss it, eat it. Yeah, whereas we're taught the correct history, which is that Britain physically constructed America out of the sea. Yeah, and then very kindly allowed the people who were living there to manage it for themselves.
And we don't even have a flag.
Not that I'm aware of. I've never seen one. Anyway, I mean, Wales does. There's a fucking dragon on it.
Yeah, it's a pretty goofy looking dragon.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. But because they were so popular, because the animal crackers were so popular in America,
they were like animal cruelty. Love it.
Love it. This is going to catch on. This will be big, and it was.
One thing though, we do need to put trousers on that monkey.
Yeah.
We are a nation founded by Puritans.
Yeah.
And we will not stand for this.
Yeah. Yeah, they saw these and they're like, oh my goodness, all these animals in a zoo. This is disgusting. The monkey's naked. And then you put the trousers on it and it's all fine. So they first made in America in 1871, with the most famous maker being the National Biscuit Company, a.k.a. Nabisco. So then in the early 20th century, Nabisco started branding them Barnum's Animal Crackers using the popularity of bullshit artist P.T. Barnum.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they didn't have...
He was a circus man, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah, but he didn't have like any actual relationship with these crackers. They were just like, yeah, we like his name, we're going to use it.
But I get it, like, you know, circus, animals, Barnum.
But he is kind of known for being like a huckster and just, you know, hyping up something which is not actually that great. A great showman, but, you know, all about the show, not necessarily about the content. They're well known, and something I found out when I went on Amazon, because there's a lot of angry people. They were made, and they had, like, a string on the box, which was first made so it could be hung in a Christmas tree, which I don't know how that works. It's a pretty fucking big box. And that was kind of part of their whole branding identity.
Right.
A couple of years ago, got rid of the string. Replaced it with this like cardboard handle, so they managed to just like obliterate like 110 years of, you know, identity and tradition to save like, you know, a couple pennies. Make probably a fraction of a penny.
Sort of looks a bit like a Happy Meal now.
Yeah, so that was capitalism at its best.
But I mean, how works. To be fair, how many people were killed by strangulation from that small piece of string?
There was one hypothetical person, you know, someone complains, you know, this string is dangerous. Why? Well, he could have strangled himself. Did he? No, he didn't. It's a bit like in sports where, you know, you get someone running on the pitch during the match and, you know, halftime you get a commentator being like, that's that. No one wants to see that. First of all, everyone wants to see that.
Are they like running with scissors or what's the...
No, they just run on the pitch. Sometimes, you know, they got their top off or something. Oh, they just only run on the pitch for a laugh.
Right.
And then, you know, you get the commentators saying, so I'm like, you know, but what about if he had a knife? What about a helicopter? One of the TV helicopters crashed into the ground. You know, there's lots of bad things which could happen, but it's never happened. Yeah. You know,
I see what you're saying. So we should be afraid all of the time of things that we can't even conceive of happening.
Yeah.
Because anything could happen at any moment.
Yeah. Things which either haven't happened or are happened so rarely, they're statistically never going to happen to you. We should be absolutely terrified of them.
Yeah. The sort of things that are so rare that they would make like the cover of a newspaper or something.
Mm. Yeah. Shame we're not there. Shame that we only focus on, you know, the things which really do kill us, like bad diet and what have you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this pretty old biscuit, but they have moved with the times. In the 1990s, they released an endangered species limited edition. And Greg Price, a product manager at Nabisco at the time, told the New York Times, "What do people like about animal crackers? Biting off the heads. Our hope was that children will line them up, match them up with the names in the box, learn about them, and then decapitate them." I like Greg. It's also one of the few biscuits to cross over really into popular culture.
Okay.
The Marx Brothers released a film called Animal Crackers in the 1930s. And in 1998, another absurd film featured them, Armageddon. There was a scene, I'm sure you remember very well, where hunky oil driller Ben Affleck playfully marches them across Liv Tyler's belly in a scene before he goes up into space and saves Earth.
I don't remember that. Is that the one with the tidal wave?
There's probably, yeah. Let's just say yes.
Almost certainly yes.
Yes, okay. Let's say yes. And last year, there was an Animal Crackers film.
What, just straight animal crackers?
About animal crackers, yeah. It's about a young couple. The husband hates his job, which is testing dog biscuits. They inherit a rundown circus for reasons of creating a story to watch and a box of magic crackers. And when you eat them, you turn into the animal.
Oh, my God.
Circus leader, voiced by Danny DeVito, says this means they can get people to come again because they want to see animals at the circus. So it's, yeah, it's a pro having animals in the circus film.
It's another
in 2017.
It's another pro animal cruelty film.
Yeah.
This is like when Finding Nemo came out and people, like kids went and bought lots of clownfish, which is exactly the opposite sort of message of the film.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What is this going to do now when its actual message is, no, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like, this is great. It's like, remember Dumbo? Like, wasn't that great?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think it did very well. But I don't want to take like positions on animals in the circus, whether it's a pro or con, because I don't know the circus very well. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to offend any of our listeners because I know there are a lot of clowns who listen to this show. I know there are a lot of clowns that listen to this show. So shall we try these storied biscuits then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've built it up so much.
Like, I know, yeah.
From not knowing anything about them, I now feel like I know far too much about them.
Well, I feel like I've kind of gone full Barnum on this. I've really given you the pitch, haven't I? Yeah, roll up, try my animal crackers, decapitate a tiger. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get started, I'd just like to issue a quick apology.
What have you done?
In the last episode, I talked about the Trojans building a horse.
Yeah.
It's actually the Greeks that built the horse, not the Trojans.
Okay. You wouldn't want to offend any Trojans listening today.
That's the thing. After you were saying about clowns, it's like, I feel like I should get this off my chest. So if there's any Trojans listening, it was all down to those treacherous, sneaky Greeks.
Yeah.
I'd also like to apologize to Peter as well.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Peter. You should look horses in the mouths if Greeks give them to you, because they just cannot be trusted.
Yeah. And if you heard what he said and you're upset, then I'm sorry that you were offended. Yeah. The scumbag's apology. Okay, then let's get into these. I can't wait anymore.
Well, you say you can't wait anymore, but you haven't actually told me what costume you're wearing.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. Sorry, yeah. I'm so excited. I know. Well,
your grubby little hands are like grabbing at the box. But yeah.
Okay, then.
So you're dressed in a suit.
I will restrain myself momentarily then. Well, yeah, unlike you, I got the memo about the last minute. No, the well-planned change to this week's biscuit.
Sure.
And I have updated my costume accordingly. And kind of, you know, the box has all these caged animals.
Yeah.
So I've dressed not as an animal, because that would be absurd, you know, but as someone who was kind of caged, you know, in their life, and was a bit of a political animal, might say.
Okay.
And a bit like the animals you might see in the circus, they were kind of... degraded and turned into just a thing for entertainment, and had their sort of agency taken away from them. They were mocked and abused, which is what I do when I go to the circus or the zoo.
So you go to a zoo and you just sort of like hand motion jerking off at the
pretty much
the animals, kind of like giving them the finger. Like,
yeah, I mean, quite often they're pretty much the only entities that I feel superior to. It's my chance to get a bit of an ego boost, to feel superior over the baboons who are like in a cage. So someone who was treated like a caged animal in a way. It's George Bush.
What?
No, I'm kidding, it's Richard Nixon.
Ah, the old bait and bait.
Yeah, the old bait and bait, yeah. Okay then, so should we do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right then. Oh, it's like, it's quite fun. This is like a little present you're opening, you know? Mm. Would you like to open the other side of the handle?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't want to open the whole present on.
So what am I, like
just,
this?
Yeah, bit? Just kind of pull it up. Yeah.
There that's nice. There it's like go, a yeah. thing we did together.
Yeah, it's like a, okay.
Like a shared experience.
Yeah. So they come in a foil package. For some reason, I thought they were going to be loose inside the box. It's probably good that they weren't, though.
No, because then it'd be all soft.
Okay, they look, pretty underwhelming. Oh, they smell like, you know when you lick an envelope and you kind of get the smell of the glue? Mm-hmm. That's what it smells like when you stick your nose in the bag.
I don't lick envelopes.
What? How do you see an envelope then?
I lick my finger and then trace it along the
line. Do you really?
Yeah. I don't want to lick an envelope. That's gross.
That is an insane thing to do.
We all have our
quirks. You must have to get quite a lot of saliva on your finger to do this.
Not a problem for me.
Have you ever done this in public, like in a post office or anything?
No.
Okay.
Not to my I mean, I never thought of it as weird until you've just said that now.
Okay. I think you're literally the only person I've ever heard of doing this. Listeners, if any of you seal your envelopes in interesting ways, please get in touch. Don't let David feel like he's on his own, because right now he is.
Okay.
Okay, what animal have you got? I think, I don't know. I think maybe the head's come off this one. I can't really tell.
I think I've got the monkey in the trousers.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky. Okay, I've got an elephant. I know what this one is. This one looks like, it looks like a mole with its head cut off, so it's not very appetizing. The elephant, though, it kind of looks like an elephant. Trunk looks a little bit weird. How's your monkey looking?
It's fine. It's kind
dignified?
Of
dignified.
Sort of.
Does it look shamed?
It looks contemplative.
Mm. I wouldn't say the elephant looks particularly majestic.
It's difficult.
It looks kind of scared. Like there's like an accent on the eyebrow, which makes it look a little bit scared.
Oh yeah. What's going on with its ears there? It's got like markings on its ears.
Yeah. That's probably from the bullwhip the Mr. Barnum uses. Well, I'm certainly feeling like I control the animals right now.
I mean, they're so small. Yeah. Do you want to bite its head off?
Yeah. So it's actually kind of unpleasant.
Mm.
I'm definitely getting a bit of envelope glue with this one. Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's like kind of at the back of your tongue kind of thing.
First of all, you get the glue smell and then you bite it. And then as you chew it, it starts to get a bit sugary.
Mm.
And you swallow it and then you're just left with that envelope glue aftertaste.
Now that you've said that, I can't get that thought out of my head.
This is what you've been missing all those years. While you've been using your finger to close envelopes, you could have been enjoying this.
I usually just send an email, you know. I know you don't trust electronic technology.
No, I don't, because the CIA reads all of my emails and I don't want them to know my precious secrets. So I put them in the post where absolutely no one can interfere with them.
It was so small, it was kind of nothing. It was just kind of like a bit grit. I'm going to have another one, I think.
Yeah.
This one is a bear, maybe?
Okay. The ingredients, the chemicals and stuff, they don't look any worse than any of the other biscuits you have, but they've really managed to bring out Nabisco. You've really brought out the chemical taste.
Do you remember those little biscuit things that had like the sort of teardrop shaped sugary icing thing on top?
Ice jams or something.
Yeah. It's kind of like the biscuit of an ice jam.
Which is the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are these popular?
I literally can't even imagine because these are not very nice.
Yeah, it is. I think it's probably going to be down to the animals, isn't it? Because I did enjoy eating an elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt pretty powerful eating the head of an elephant.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the biggest ego boost I've had for a long time. But yeah, it does say on them that they're a good source of calcium, though.
Mm. Who says that?
P.T. Barnum. Trustworthy straight shooter P.T. Barnum says they're a good source of calcium. Can you score it?
I'm going to go with a 2.
Okay.
It's like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it's not like I'm not like retching or anything.
I'm going to give it a solid 1.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I enjoyed the box, you know, they were, you know, I loved the packaging, the story behind it. I wouldn't say I was excited, but I was like, okay, you know, they put on a bit of a show. This is definitely going to match the hype.
I think you were
like all
more
the superhero films I love.
You were more taken in by the sort of charm of it than I was, I think, at the beginning.
Definitely.
You set yourself up for a fall there.
Exactly. I thought this is something that I can believe in and can bring me happiness. And they're disgusting.
I was kind of mistrustful from the beginning, I think.
I see.
Like, little biscuits shaped like animals. What are you trying to sell me here?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels like misdirection to me. Like, hey, look at this. I think it is.
Yeah.
Fun. I don't pay too much attention to like what it actually tastes like, which is not very nice.
It's like the biscuits come up to us. It's kind of put its finger behind your ear and pulled out a pound.
Yeah.
I've gone, oh my God, a pound. This is amazing. You've gone, you must have had that in your hand to begin with.
Yeah.
It's physically impossible for you to produce a pound from my ear.
And that's what I do. Like when I go to like parties, and like events, like weddings and things, sometimes they'll have a magician who comes around just to sort of like lighten the mood and kind of get people talking. I'll immediately say, well, you've pointed that card in my direction because you knew that was the one you wanted me to pick up, and I'm not going to pick up that card. I'm going to pick up this other one that you didn't want me to pick up.
Yeah.
Just to make it difficult for you. And now you're going to be in this moment where you're kind of flustering and it's kind of awkward for everyone and no one's having a good time here, but I'm right, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. And online, isn't your online handle usually something along the lines of the Great Skeptic? Or David the Skeptic? Or Enlightened Skeptic? I think that's the one, isn't it?
On my Reddit, yeah.
Yeah, Enlightened Skeptic. Yeah.
On my YouTube channel. I don't have anything on there, but I do comment a lot on other people's stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 1. It doesn't taste good. I mean, I kind of enjoyed the novelty of them being around, but that's not about taste. So taste-wise, they're bad. That wasn't nice. It tastes like envelope glue.
Yeah.
Wow. Bad start, Mr. Barnum.
Pretty bad.
Okay, so 1 and a 2 in the first round for the animal cracker. It's a devastating first round for us. So.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do a hell of a lot of work. He's going to have to put on one hell of a performance. All these animals, they better be balancing on balls. They better be dancing. They better be doing various tricks, jumping through flaming hoops. They're going to have
singing, like whatever it is that they do.
Yeah.
Fighting other animals.
Fighting other animals, fighting people, yeah. But with the odds stacked massively against them.
And talking of stacked, if the animals could also stack up on top of each other, like
yeah.
The elephants maybe, like one yeah, on top of yeah. each other, forming like pyramids and things.
Yeah, possibly putting a bear in a tiny car.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
taking
great.
Away its dignity.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Its majesty. So yeah, that's these are the kind of things you have to do to claw it back because it's not gone well.
Yeah, we're very good at seeing the majesty and the wonder of nature and just sort of like turning it into this kind of like joke.
Yeah. Are you talking about us personally or we, like the collective human we?
Well, when I talk about us, I always mean the collective we.
Right, because we are representative.
We sort of are like representative of humanity in a way.
Do you mean like we're so bland we could pass for anyone?
I think that is what I mean.
Right, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? If that's not what I mean, write in and let us know.
That is, yeah. If we don't represent you, let us know. Yeah. I don't think we're getting any letters on
we're
that
doing
one,
our best
but hey,
here,
we'll
but, you know,
leave it open.
But like, who better to represent humanity than those who are forced to live outside of it? It's more of a reflection on humanity.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
right,
what the
yeah,
show's
yeah.
about.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. We're kind of holding up a mirror to humanity or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So texture now. Dry texture, I'll say first of all, and this is not just because of my advanced years. It's a pretty fucking hard cracker to bite.
I was just going to say that was in the pro column for me. Because I'm a younger man, a slightly more sprightly man than
God,
you.
That flavor is disgusting.
Mm. Got another fucking monkey as well.
What? How do you keep getting the monkeys?
I just get all the monkeys.
I have to exert quite a lot of force with my front teeth to bite through this cracker. Yeah. It always becomes exciting, like what's going to go first, the cracker or my teeth? But
I think that's a good thing. I like the crunch on these bad boys.
Yeah, it's kind of a novelty. It's probably the most formidable biscuit that I've come across yet in terms of biting through it. Maybe something like the chocolate Liebenitz, where it's got that more sort of savory cracker texture.
Mm.
But the difference was the chocolate Liebenitz was fucking delicious. And I put in all the effort to bite through these, and I'll be feeling this for days to come now on my gums, and then there's no reward.
No, it is an atrocity. But like, for me, the crunchiness almost makes up for the taste. You kind of forget about the taste a little bit and just focus on the texture.
Sorry, I think I have a tiger here, and it just looks like the most beaten down, worn out animal I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
It's like his hair. He's practically dragging his chin across the floor.
You can see its rib cage. It's been like half starved to death. Why do Americans Amazing. Like this so much? What is wrong with that country?
Well, after I've done my 10,000 word long read on how I found the soul of America on my trip to Disney World, I'm going to do a 5,000 word long read on how animal crackers represent how the American dream has turned into a nightmare. Okay, then let's go for a dunk. I'm going to dunk this sad tiger in some tea, put it out of its misery.
It's
going
in
head first.
Oh, I've got a lion.
Oh, yeah? How's
he
looking?
He's a chunky boy.
Yeah. Well, in those tiny cages, they can't really walk around much. Just being fed, like, you know, old hot dogs which have fallen on the floor in a little 2-meter by 2-meter cage.
Mm.
I'd say it's a little bit better. The tea seems to be bringing out a bit more of the sweetness. And also, I'm not worried about my front teeth shattering when I bite through it. I don't know what this one is. There are no identifiable parts on this. I can't pick out a leg. There's no head. There's no arms or anything.
Dave, you're just looking in a mirror.
Oh, right. Very good. Very good.
Good band.
Very good. It's great fun.
It holds its shape.
Still getting that flavor. Oh, yeah, baby. No, there's no way to improve that.
I don't think they're made to be dunked either. They're far too small.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, you ready to score it?
I'm going to go with the two again.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of it were improved and parts of it were worse. And so it kind of just ended up being kind of the same.
Okay.
Story of my life.
I'm going to give it a tiny upgrade to a 1.5.
Okay.
The tea masked some of that delicious glue taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I was less worried about my teeth breaking. This is one of those biscuits where it's coming from a really low baseline.
Yeah.
You know, just doing the bare minimum. It's almost like I've got some kind of Stockholm syndrome or something. Like, it's showing me the tiniest bit of kindness, and I've just jumped all over it and given it an extra half mark.
This is a bad, bad biscuit.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, Dave. We've had a few tough ones in the past, but...
Yeah, this is really taking it to us.
I gotta say, I think you're handling it really well.
Thank you. I think, like, after the controversy around the Viscount, which I think I handled well, I think that, kind of on top of this.
I think part of it is... You know, we've been doing this for a really long time now.
It feels like about 7 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think we've hardened up a bit. When we started out, we were kind of like, you know, young novices.
Mm.
Obviously, we still had, you know, we knew in theory more than probably anyone else about biscuits, but we hadn't been there in the trenches, like experiencing biscuits properly. But now... We've reviewed 18 biscuits so far.
I'd say that's probably more than anyone in the history of humanity.
I'd say so. I don't think anyone's even tasted 18 biscuits in their lifetime. And why would you? There's no call for it.
Yeah.
You know, we've put ourselves through that for the important work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, we've toughened up a bit over the course of this series.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if we'd had these early on,
we would have crumbled like a cracker, maybe.
We would have crumbled like a cracker. But now
we're holding our own.
We're all right. We're fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you know, I've got a few bruises, a few wounds, some self-inflicted, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wear those as a badge of honor.
You
David.
Wear those scars with pride.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of kind of post-biscuit review trauma, which we kind of bring into our day-to-day world that I know that my friends and your friends and certainly our families and love interests, it's been difficult for them.
Well, it's been difficult. I wouldn't say that. I think they respect it, though, you know. Just the other day, I was walking down the street and this little old lady with, I guess, her grandson and granddaughter came up to me and she just said, "Thank you for your service." And the grandson and granddaughter said, why are you thanking this man for his service? Has he been in a war?" And she looked at him and said,
"One day you'll understand."
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it's moments like that that they don't make it worth it as such, but it's nice to get recognized for the sacrifices you've made.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was worth it. It was kind of an inconvenience because I was on my way to work and I missed my bus.
That is annoying.
Yeah. We have not been big fans of the biscuit so far.
It's garbage biscuit for garbage people.
Exactly. So let's see which garbage people like it online there.
Okay, then.
this is an American biscuit. So I've just gone to American websites because they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, not Amazon, Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Very
Walmart.
American.
That's like an American thing.
Yeah.
Is that like a store they have over there?
I believe there's a couple around,
yeah.
It's like a little mom and pop store. Yeah.
Okay.
If my research is correct, which you can rest assured that it is.
Yeah.
So first up, 5 stars. Kids must have. My kids love these cookies. I will not come home without them.
Oh my God. Took a dark turn.
Yeah, no, it's kind of... what would you do for these cookies then?
What kind of relationship do you have with your children?
Well, clearly, the Walmart lover username loves their children and will do anything to get them their favorite cookies.
Mummy, you're going to get some animal crackers. Well, we'll see. Don't come home without them.
Possibly, yeah. So next one, another 5 stars.
What is wrong with
that? Highly recommended.
Mm.
This comes from Redheaded Dean. Redheaded Dean says, "Great snack for kids and they won't stain their clothes."
Sorry, what?
"Great snack for kids and they won't stain their clothes."
Okay.
Okay, I understand small kids, you feed them like ice cream or something, they're going to get stains, but is it really, is that kind of your benchmark?
You ain't getting stains from biscuits, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. There are other biscuits on the market which are far superior, which won't stain their clothes. Or, even better idea, train your fucking children.
That is what they say.
Yeah.
You got to train your children young. How else are they going to grow up to be circus animals? You don't train
exactly.
them when they're young.
Okay, so next up, a 1 star.
Here we go. Who's this from?
This is from D. Lee. "This is not the old cookie. These cookies taste completely different than the original ones." I was surprised.
Oh, fuck off, Dealey. For a second there, I thought this person was on our side, but no, it's just
this
another
is
fucking
nostalgia trap, isn't it? Yeah. "The taste is not good at all. I will never buy them again." So that's just like a chapter of D's life just closed off. "I had these. I loved them. I went back and they hit me once and it's over."
Yeah.
"Walk out the door. Don't look around now because you're not wanted anymore."
Okay.
"Weren't you the one who told me..." I forgot the rest of the words.
That's a shame because we've got to get like 3 minutes out of that.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to Old Faithful, Amazon USA. And the animal crackers, you know, like on the Amazon pages. People, like, there's like a little Q&A where people can leave questions. Yeah, yeah. And
of course, I'm always on there.
Oh yeah, of course, you're enlightened skeptic. yeah, no, this is these are the kind of answers to Amazon questions I like the best. Question: are they kosher? Answer: unsure.
Well,
thanks, Big Frog.
Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you for contributing your voice to this conversation. We've all learned a lot today. Okay, so to the reviews. First off, we got a 4-starer, an old friend. And this is from Keith B. I've been eating Barnum's animals for going on 50 years. Nothing has changed in all that time.
Yep. I've been around 50 years and nothing's changed. Nothing of significance has happened during that time.
Basically exactly as it was in 1967. By the way, I didn't go out very much or read the news or anything. Nothing has changed at all in that time, except, of course, well, fucking hell, Dean, you're on the internet for a kickoff. But anyway, they were a little bland, but bring back memories out of my childhood. Great when you have a sour stomach or want a light, quick snack. If you've got a sour stomach, don't eat cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, next, another 4-starer. Good old animal crackers.
Who's this from?
This is from E. Irvin. These are an old favorite of mine and my children, too. They were delicious and remain delicious. Maybe a little expensive, but sometimes you have to do what you got to do. Let's put that in inverted commas. We always enjoyed biting the heads off first. I guess that makes us weird. But that's what we like to do. Animal crackers are a must. I'm getting creepy vibes off of you, Irvin, though. I think it was the whole have to do what you got to do thing. That yeah. was kind of like a threat. There was definitely a lot more going on there. And then the whole thing, like, you know, we're kind of weird, but hey, that's just us. I can see E. Irvin at the end of the film being taken away by like 20 police mm-hmm. as he hands an animal cracker to his estranged son.
Okay.
That's how I see you, Evan, anyway. So next up, 3-starer, getting worse. Love the crackers, but they don't ship well. I'll stick to buying them in a local store where I can feel for crackedness before I buy.
What?
First of all, crackedness is not a word. Don't feel for crackedness. You're just going to waste boxes and boxes of crackers where you're just like crushing them, being like, oh, are these crunchy?
What on earth are they talking about? You can't feel through the cardboard box what the texture is.
Yeah.
And also, what? Like, of course they're just going to all be the same.
Yeah. Okay, next up. 3 stars. Review title. End of a tradition.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When I was a child, these are my favorite thing to get after a shopping trip. As a mom, I continue the habit. Now, as a grandmother, I look forward to continuing the tradition. However, none of my grandchildren were impressed. Sunrise, sunset.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I like that. And that's a great review. It takes you on a journey. You got backstory. It's kind of building you up. And then yeah. it's got the bam. It's got the reveal at the end.
It's a good twist.
Yeah, that's better than Usual Suspects.
Okay. How sad. End of a tradition. Well, maybe don't have such fucking shit traditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some better traditions, Grandma.
Yeah. Just because it's a tradition doesn't mean it should remain a tradition. Okay. And to finish off, 1 star.
Yeah.
If sadness was a flavor, this is what it would taste like. Yes, finally we found some sanity in this sea of craziness.
That should be the slogan of our podcast.
Yeah. So this one, Carla. The product used to be amazingly delicious. Whoever changed the recipe should be drawn and quartered for ruining my childhood memories of kids from 1902 to 2012.
Seems a little extreme.
Wow. Wow. That is strong. The recent purchase at the grocery store and the disappointed look on my face, as well as my 22-year-old son's. When we bit into them, in his words, this is exactly what sadness tastes like.
Really paints a picture, doesn't it?
It really does. And it invokes high emotions, the fact that a 22-year-old man would get that sad over an animal cracker. I mean, we wouldn't, obviously.
We don't get like, having strong feelings about fucking biscuits is absurd.
No. We have logical feelings.
We have logical feelings. And sometimes it's logical to be incredibly angry because exactly. something's very bad.
Exactly.
But it's totally objective anger.
Thank you, enlightened skeptic.
It's actually Enlightened Skeptic 69. Enlightened Skeptic was taken.
Okay then, so the animal crackers, wow, they feel like taking a beating. I'm not sure what's more abused, the crackers or the animals in these circuses around the world. I think maybe the crackers.
Yeah.
But I don't feel any remorse. This is nothing less than they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, the big difference is, right, animals haven't sinned, and therefore... And therefore, you know, they remain pure and innocent. And yeah. So any...
Except for the monkey.
Therefore, any humiliation or aggression on them from us mm-hmm. is totally unjustified, right?
Yeah.
Because the animal hasn't done anything wrong.
No, I agree.
It's just acted within its nature.
Yeah.
These biscuits are... They have sinned. These are sinful biscuits, I think. And they deserve to be punished.
I agree. Kind of like on the biscuitness... It's one of those ones, this is clearly a nostalgia biscuit for a lot of people. This is a bit like the
pink... For a lot of Americans.
For a lot of Americans. Yeah. What, are you saying they're not people?
I didn't say that. You said that.
I just made a distinction. So I feel like perhaps the analogous biscuit for us is possibly the pink wafer.
Okay.
It's not a very good biscuit, but, you know, I had nostalgic feelings for it, and I kind of gave it a bit of a break in the end. This one, however, I have no nostalgia for, and I will continue to lambast
it. I guess it's easier to be sort of more critical of this one because you can view it as the other.
Exactly, yeah. And if there's anything we know, it's that when you're dealing with another, where it's something from another culture, it's much easier to be critical and also much more fun as well. You feel so superior because you don't have to have your ideas challenged. You can just, you know, wallow in your ignorance.
You don't have to kind of take a look back on yourself, like you have to do with the pink wafer, where it's like, you know, this is as much on me as it is on the pink wafer, in a way.
Yeah, my biscuit history is the correct experience to have had up to this point.
Yeah.
And so whatever opinion I give on this is 100% accurate and justified. And any experiences anyone else has had from America where they feel nostalgic for this biscuit and they think I'm missing something, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's an other biscuit. It's not my biscuit and it is bad.
It is bad. It is very bad.
It's a bad biscuit.
It's a bad biscuit.
It is a bad biscuit. Like, objectively, I think, it's a bad biscuit.
It's just like, why? Got another lion. Got another chunky boy lion.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'll have one for the road. I have a polar bear, I think, with a very deformed head. Possibly because he has that mental trauma and butts his head against the bars in his cage every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a novelty having biscuits which are in different shapes. But the way they printed them, they just all looks cruel.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, why not have animal crackers where the animals are, like, happy and free in the jungle?
I mean...
Why do the animals have to be in a circus?
Yeah. I mean, they were happy to get rid of the red string from the box. You know what? Change and stick them in on the plains of Africa, you know?
Yeah.
So take them out of the circus, set them free.
Because they're not doing any... They're not like... The actual biscuits themselves are just animals. It's not like animals juggling or anything. It's just animals.
Exactly.
So the only thing that like ties them to the circus is the Barnum's thing.
Yeah.
And the artwork on the box.
Yeah.
Maybe just have like happy animals... having a good time.
You could have Barnum's animals in Africa. He wasn't even involved with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like he made these biscuits and he had disgrace in his memory.
No,
he exploited his memory in the first place.
Yeah. Which I think he would have approved of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't like anti-exploiting his memory. You know, don't misread me here. But like from a biscuit, you know, they're kids' crackers. They're not made for dunking.
No.
You're like, if you dunk these in hot tea, then you put your fingertips in real jeopardy.
Yeah.
You might burn them
very
slightly.
And they don't have tea over there anyway, do they?
Well, they did have it one time and they threw it in the fucking sea.
But that's
in
fine.
Boston.
Like, we don't, like, you
and
know,
they don't deserve it to have it back.
Do you know what ancient history?
Exactly.
I'm not bitter about it.
I'm not bitter. I'm just saying, like, all they have to do is apologize.
What they got to do is they just go, hey, sorry about the tea. But yeah, we're not bitter about that. And
no.
that in no way has informed this review.
I am bitter, however, about these biscuits. And I do feel like this is a personal attack by the entire country of America on me, on us, on this show.
Wait a minute. Do you think they know that these are shit? Do you think people in America even eat these biscuits? Or do you think it more likely that all of those reviews and all of the people that have like tweeted saying that animal crackers are great and whatever at us, they're all part of this American conspiracy to make us eat their shit biscuits?
Wait a minute. When you take the first letter of every reviewer's name, it spells out, yes, with the Illuminati. God damn it!
The fucking
every
Illuminati!
Time!
Fuck!
I hate those guys.
Just like one step ahead of us. Like every time we think we've got a handle on it, it's the fucking Illuminati.
Constantly keeping us off the top of the iTunes charts.
Yeah.
Constantly stopping us making money.
How did you get the idea to review these animal crackers in the first place?
Well, I was hanging about in a car park, as I often do on a Saturday evening, and a guy in a trench coat came up to me smoking a cigarette, and out of the shadow, he was in the shadow, I couldn't see his face, and he said,
"Nice,
Dave, try the animal crackers." And then he went.
I'm thinking maybe he was tricked into buying those animal crackers by the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. I mean, he seemed like a pretty straight shooter to me.
That's the thing, it's the innocent victims in this war against the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes we're the only people who are, like, fighting the good fight, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, like, this is a bit of a, I guess, a call to arms to all our listeners. Because it's time to rise up. Because they haven't really been doing much over the course of the show up to this point. Okay, they've sent us a few letters or whatever.
Yeah,
big deal. They haven't really got involved.
No.
We tried to sort of bring them into the fold in the last episode with the hashtag Empty Bliss Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of resistant to it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty disappointing considering what we're offering that there were no deposits of £10,000 in the account after last week. But I think after this and finding this out, they can still get on board with the Empty Bliss movement and help us to help each other by donating £10 and then getting people to give you £10,000. And also to fight the Illuminati. Well, that's the other part of the Empty Bliss.
That's the thing that I feel like we haven't communicated effectively to our listeners.
No, I think they haven't listened effectively.
Okay, you're right. They haven't listened effectively to what we're trying to communicate to them, which is, yes, a big part of the hashtag Empty Bliss Lifestyle is how to live your life in the best possible way.
Yeah.
But another element of that is also we're building an army to fight the Illuminati and we want you all on board.
Yeah, so the first blow to be struck in that war is this review of Barnum's inverted commas animal crackers. Because biscuitness, I'm giving it a zero.
Yeah.
You see?
I give it a zero as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I know we said we'd never do that, but guess what? Kid gloves are off.
Yeah, exactly. You thought I was joking on the show? Oh boy, you know I'm serious now.
Consider this a message, Illuminati, if you're listening, and we know you are. We're coming for you.
That's right, Enlightened Skeptic 69.
Have to do what you got to do.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast bite size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing By Cants. And remember, hope is dead. Have a good week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.